God turned nothing into something. They said that I was never going to amount to nothing. Ain't that something? I never believed what they said from day one. I always believed in something better. God never made me feel like I was nothing. God never told me that I was nothing. God never said to me that I wasn't going to amount to anything. That's what my mother told me. And after that, through different seasons in my life, as I got older, I would come across the wrong people who knew my vulnerability, and they would tell me that I wasn't going to be anything, that I wasn't going to do anything that would amount to something good. It's funny how God keeps his promise. God turned all the nothing that was said about me, and God turned it all into something. And to this day, I can actually say every single last person who ever was against me, to this very day, they are not doing anything. I am 1,000 times more better than every single last one of them, and God has made me 1,000 times more greater than I can imagine. Those people who hate me, those people who have spoken negative about me, those people who have assassinated my character, those men and women to this day are either old and on their way out, or they already died. They land on their deathbed. They're not doing anything positive in their life. They don't have anything. And it's funny how God turns it around. When people 30 years ago, 25 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, thought that they were doing so much more better than I was. And the whole time, God was turning everything around. Sometimes people are falling and don't even know that they're falling. They think that they're doing better than you, but they're actually falling because they're not connected to God. To this day, I'm doing better than every single last one of my enemies. That's a testimony. I'm doing better, and we are supposed to be doing better as God's children who have been chosen by God. We are supposed to be doing better than every single last one of our enemies. You don't have to worry about who's not calling you, who's not texting you, who's not checking on you. They can't, because they're full of shame and they're full of guilt. They're embarrassed. They don't want to reach out to you, and they knowing that you're doing good, they don't want to reach out to you because they don't want to see what God has done in your life. Some people will hear about what God has done for you, and others will see it and tell everybody else about it. That's what's happening in my life. Everybody can't see what God is doing for me, but they'll hear about it. They'll hear about it. People are coming from the north to the south to the east and the west, but God will restrict certain people from having the opportunity to see your blessings, to partake in your blessings. They'll hear about it, but they'll never see it. There are people who are dying right now, laying on their deathbed because they put their mouth on the wrong person, wondering why they're sick in the first place, wondering why they have problem after problem after problem on top of trouble on top of trouble on top of trouble, because they have troubled you. God is the one who is the judgment of vindication. The thing about vindication is God never forgets. And when it's time for his chosen to be vindicated, 30 years could have went by, 20 years could have went by, 10 years could have passed by, and your enemy thinks that they are above you. And at the right time that God begins to raise you up, he knocks them down to the ground and he turns them upside down. I just had to share this testimony. Anyone who knows me from my childhood to my teenage years to my young adult 20s and early 30s, if you have ever become against me with the evil and the wicked heart, that's why today I'm doing 1,000 times more better than you, and God has made me 1,000 times more greater than you. Never put your mouth on someone who belongs to God, because God's going to collect and the day is going to come. Do you really want God to deal with you? It's best that if anyone hates me today, I'm sure there's some people who hate me today, and that's the way it's supposed to be, because the death definition of being hated by many is to be blessed by God. So I welcome the hate. But if you hate me today, all I have to say is, do you really want to challenge God? It's best that you just leave me alone. It's best that you just leave me alone and let me be. I am the minister of God. My life represents the mouthpiece of God. Just let me be and leave me alone and keep your evil and your wicked thoughts to yourself. As a matter of fact, it's best that you just keep your mouth shut when it comes to me. People have died through the years who have come against me. People have taken their last breath messing with me. God's hand is all over me. I wonder who the next person is going to die. I wonder who the next person who God is going to send a death angel that they would take their last breath for putting their mouth against the man of God. This walk is real. The anointing will kill you. I didn't say it. God said it. The anointing will kill you. It's best that you just leave me alone and keep your mouth shut.